Hello, I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
It's time for science and technology news here on the News at 7. I'm James Bean. Another way to find Planet 9. It likely has moons. Maybe some with heat signatures like Jupiter's moon Io. Most every object in the solar system has moons, with the exception of Mercury and Venus. Even small dwarf planets and asteroids sometimes have moons, or even the occasional Saturn-like system of rings. So Planet 9 likely has moons. What if the hypothetical Planet 9 has moons? In recent years, evidence suggests that there might be something lurking in the outskirts of our solar system. Something large and dark. That large, dark thing has been called Planet 9. Its presence inferred by some peculiarly clustered orbits detected in small objects in the outer solar system's Kuiper belt, as if they're being influenced by some gravity source out there. Something scientists believe has caused a gravitational disruption that created these orbits. Their calculations suggest that whatever it is, the object is between 5 and 10 times the mass of Earth. However, the outer solar system is very far away, and objects in it are very hard to detect. Planet 9, if it exists, should be orbiting the Sun somewhere between 400 and 800 times the distance of Earth from the Sun. So although scientists have been searching for Planet 9, so far it has eluded everyone. It's very dark out there. One possible reason for this could be if Planet 9 is a dark object, like, for example, a black hole. Not only would such a black hole not emit any light, not only would a black hole not emit light, it would be extremely small, practically impossible to spot, even if it could reflect light. But astronomer Man Ho Chan of the Education University of Hong Kong believes that we might still be able to locate it anyway. The smoking gun, he says, lays out in a scientific paper published in the Astronomical Journal, could be a bevy of moons attendant on the mysterious chunk of something. In this article, we show that the probability of capturing large trans-Neptunian objects, or TNOs, by Planet 9 to form a satellite system in the scattered disk region between the inner Oort cloud and Kuiper belt is large, Chan writes in his paper. By adopting a benchmark model of Planet 9, we show that the tidal effect can heat up satellites significantly, which can give sufficient thermal radio flux for observations, even if Planet 9 is a dark object. Almost every planet in the solar system has at least one moon. In fact, most have more than one. Mercury and Venus are moon-free, and Earth is the only planet with one satellite. Some non-planetary bodies have moons, too. There's Pluto, of course, with its moons. Some asteroids even have moons. In the mid to outer solar system, moons are pretty much all the rage. Some, like Earth's moon, could have been formed from material from the parent body itself. In many other cases, the planet's gravity snared passing rocks and kept them, like weird rock-collecting goblins. Where Planet 9 is predicted to be, as it turns out, there should be a region ripe with moons, ripe for the picking, the region between the rock-filled Kuiper belt and the rock-filled Oort cloud. This region, known as the scattered disk, should be filled with trans-Neptunian objects, basically rocks that have an orbit at a greater average distance than Neptune. Chan calculated the probability that the elusive planet could have picked up some satellites and found that it would be more peculiar if it hadn't. According to his calculations, on average, an object the mass of Planet 9 should capture 20 trans-Neptunian objects as large or larger than 87 miles across. On their own, these pieces of icy rock wouldn't be detectable, but a gravitational interaction with a more massive body, like a Planet 9, could change that if the moon was big enough, say, larger than 100 kilometers across. Satellites that are captured by a planet tend to have irregular elliptical orbits. This means that the gravitational stresses placed on the moon change as it moves closer to and then farther away from the planet, stretching it out where the gravitational pull is strongest, a kind of lava tidal flow, if you will. These constantly changing stresses heat the moon from the inside, like some of those moons of Jupiter. The heat is dissipated as thermal radiation. This should be detectable as a radio signal. Brilliant, brilliant, isn't it? This is a great way to look for Planet 9, whatever it is, be it a tiny black hole or some large planet larger than Earth in the dark somewhere in the outer solar system. We can look for this thermal signature of moons now as a way to find Planet 9, Chan says. You know, we were looking for, like, thermal signatures of moons in orbit around a dark something in the outer solar system. That is a brilliant way to finally, perhaps, find the elusive Planet 9. If Planet 9 is a dark object and it has a satellite system, our proposal, he says, can directly observe the potential thermal signatures or signals emanated by the satellites now, he proposes. Therefore, it would be a timely and effective method to confirm the Planet 9 hypothesis and verify whether Planet 9 is a dark object or not, unquote. It's as good a thing to try as any. The paper is published by the Astrophysical Journal and can be accessed online. Great to finally figure out a way to perhaps find this elusive Planet 9. Some have theorized that it might be a tiny black hole the size of a grapefruit or something like that, or that it's a larger than Earth kind of mini Neptune. Whatever it is, it's very dark and very, very, very far away. People think of the solar system as being out to the orbit of Pluto or something, but it's actually far more vast than that, half the way to Alpha Centauri. So there's a lot of uncharted territory out there, and we really don't know what's out there. We really have very little idea. There could be many Planet Nines scattered way off in the distance between here and Alpha Centauri, for all we know. It's totally uncharted territory. So if we can find Planet 9 by hunting for its moons, that makes a lot of sense. For Science and Technology News, I'm James Bean.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's super segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way, HealthyLife.net.